Leaders of the NATO military alliance have agreed to deploy thousands of multinational forces in the Baltic states and Poland to deter what they view as potential Russian aggression amid the worst east-west tensions since the Cold War. The decision came despite opposition from Moscow, which has threatened to respond with its own troop movements towards borders with NATO countries. The announcement was made in Warsaw in Poland during what has been described as the most important NATO summit in decades. Stefan Boss reports.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has confirmed that for the first time since the Cold War, multinational troops will continuously rotate through four countries in Eastern Europe. He announced that as many as 4,000 soldiers in four battalions will be in place starting next year in Poland and the Baltic states Estonia, Lithuania and Latvia.
We have decided to enhance our military presence in the eastern part of the alliance. And I am pleased to announce that Canada will be the framework nation for Latvia. Germany will lead the battalion in Lithuania. The United Kingdom will lead in Estonia, and the United States will serve as a framework nation in Poland.
The deployment comes amid mounting concerns in these former communist countries that they could be targeted by Russia after it already annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and allegedly began supporting pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Linas Linkevičius told reporters that he welcomed the decision to deploy a NATO battalion to his country.
We're not talking just about one battalion to be deployed. We're talking about system, about engagement, about framework, about rotational multinational troops. And this is more important. So we will have several times more presence of our light soldiers on our territory, in the proximity of our region. That gives us really more credibility, more security, and it's exactly what we expected.
Yet NATO Chief Stoltenberg denied that the alliance was threatening Russia or seeking a new Cold War, and said the measures were part of efforts to deal with an increasingly dangerous world.
We do not seek confrontation. We continue to seek a constructive dialogue with Russia. Russia is our biggest neighbor. It is a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, and it plays an important role in security challenges in and around Europe.
As the summit began, Moscow said talk of a threat from Russia was absurd, adding that it hoped common sense would prevail and that it remained open to dialogue with NATO. Besides tensions with Russia, NATO leaders also discussed threats in the Middle East. U.S. President Barack Obama, who was to leave Europe earlier to deal with the aftermath of deadly shootings in Dallas, Texas, said NATO must summon the political will and make commitments to meet challenges from not only Russia, but also from the Islamic State group extremists. He added that it was also crucial to deal with Britain's decision to leave the European Union in a recent referendum and to cope with conflicts that have prompted millions of people to seek refuge in Europe. The summit in Warsaw has been described as NATO's most important meeting since the Cold War. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.